Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Sally Swenson. She is the Education and Service Manager at Dallas County Hospital. Sally, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So we're talking about some great scores for one of the departments at the hospital, correct?
That's correct. We send our patients surveys after they receive care at the hospital. And our surgery department was recently recognized as having the highest score possible in six categories, and we're extremely proud of them. There were 34 surveys returned from our former surgery patients, and they gave us top scores in those six categories, and we're really thrilled with that success.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's called ambulatory surgery. Is that a specialized type of surgery? Is that like overall surgery, or what does that mean?
That usually means the patient comes in for the procedure, and they stay after the procedure until they've recovered enough to go back home that same day. So that's where ambulatory comes from. They're not spending an extra night or anything in the hospital.
Okay. Now, there are six categories that you scored perfect on. How many categories were there total?
There's probably, I would say, probably about 30 different areas that the patients are asked about, depending on what type of services they received. They may not have to answer all of those questions if they don't apply to them, but it's a pretty thorough survey that we get information back.
All right. So the questions that you did score 100% on, which is a very big deal, especially with a decent sample size, what were those questions?
Well, the categories that scored the highest, we have a very friendly nursing staff. So everybody found them very approachable, easy to talk to. They also felt very confident in the skill of the nurses and of their surgeons. We have a variety of surgeons that come out. So for all of our surgeons to score that high, that's just a remarkable number. We have dental surgeries going on. We have gallbladder surgeries, we've hand surgeries, we just have a variety of procedures that are done at the hospital, and all of the surgeons contributed to that score. And then another area that they scored us very high in is how the whole staff works together as a team. They felt like everybody pulled together, knew what was going on, and it was a smooth, seamless approach. Another area was patients like to be kept informed if there's a delay for some reason, and they all felt like they were notified in a timely manner if something was going to run late or something was going to be delayed. And then the last area where we scored high was sometimes patients have concerns about something that maybe they don't understand, and they felt that those concerns were responded to in a satisfactory and a timely manner. So our surgery staff does a good job with communicating and informing patients so that they don't have to sit there and worry needlessly.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are all great things to, I'm sure, be told that you're doing very well as a group.
So. Yes.
So what does that score, like what is these results, what does that mean for the community and for the hospital?
Well, I think our surgery department's been one of our stellar performers for a long time. For the last probably year and a half, they have just really had super scores. And I didn't think that they could go any higher, but this last quarter they did. And I was just floored that they would do that. And it just is a good thing for patients to know that they can feel comfortable having procedures done at Dallas County Hospital, that they're going to get great care, it's going to be given in a safe manner, and that they're going to find staff that really care about their well-being and how things turn out.
Okay. Jumping back really quick about the surveys themselves. So the scores, the surveys, are they by the hospital's request, or where exactly does the scoring come from?
Good question. We have a vendor who gets information from our electronic medical record in terms of a patient name and address, and then they send out the surveys, and the surveys are returned to this vendor, who then kind of collects the data, and then we're able to access in a report. So we are not involved at all in the sending out of surveys and then kind of collecting the data. So our hands are off of that. So it's not like we can juggle anything. It is what it is when we get those reports from our vendor.
Yeah, I'm sure. And that's something coming from a third party. I'm sure that's really good to hear that your hospital is functioning so well.
Yes, we're very pleased with those results.
Okay, so who are the people that that are in particular involved with these categories? You mentioned kind of the nurses, the surgeons, mm-hmm. The wide range of those. Who all is involved? Yeah.
We also want to recognize our nurse anesthetists. They also are a part of that team, and they contribute a great deal to our patient's recovery after surgery as well, making sure all of that goes smoothly. And then we also want to include our housekeeping staff. I mean, they're responsible for keeping our surgery department clean, our dietary staff. Some of our patients have had to go without food for a while, and so then after surgery we provide them with a light snack or food so that they can go home without feeling like they're still starving after surgery. And then just, you know, the whole success of our registration team, getting the person registered for their procedure correctly and making sure that they're informed of the bill and what their responsibility is towards the financial part of their bill too, that patients are kept informed that way too. So it's just everybody working together that makes for a good team.
Yeah, absolutely. One last question I'd like to ask you. How do you, as a hospital, build on the success? I mean, you had six categories at 100%, yeah. But you mentioned that there are more. How can you get even more success next time?
Yeah, I think our surgery department, they're always looking at and digging into those scores, and they're not happy with settling. They always want to try and improve. And so they talk as a group on a regular basis at huddles about what can we do to make this a wow experience for our patients. And they individualize the care to the patient's needs. And if there's any requests a patient has, they try and do everything they can to accommodate that. They're a very caring group of people, and they have the patient at the center or the focus of their care at all times. So they do a remarkable job, and I'm sure that they're going to hone in on those areas where they feel like they're still not maybe hitting the mark, although they don't have far to go. I mean, all of their scores are remarkably high. It just happens that these six categories, they just went above and beyond to hit that 100 mark.
Great. Sally Swenson from Dallas County Hospital. Anything else that you wanted to mention today?
I think that's it. I just really want to brag on our surgery department because they are doing an awesome job.
Brag away, I say. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sally Swenson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.